Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
As a team, I don't know where to walk y'all in here. Because
Whoa. No, so listen. Is this over?
No, listen. I think it's over.
This series is over.
Yeah, they
one
lost.
Game? You just sat there and said that they could win an NBA championship.
Yeah, I did say that. But
one game.
I think styles make fights in boxing.
We know the style of both teams before the series started.
Yeah, but it just seemed like Milwaukee was a way better team throughout the regular season. But when I watched this today, if Giannis doesn't have a monster game, and somebody else besides him doesn't step up, Boston is just going to out-talent them. Because when you look down the line, even if Kyrie Irving doesn't have a great game, Tatum, he didn't play too well today. He can step up big the next game. So it's like as a Milwaukee, as a coaching staff, do I say, okay, do we focus our concentration on Kyrie? Because now Tatum can step up. Guys like Marcus Morris can step up. Terry Rozier. And that's why the Celtics are dangerous. They just have more. They have more talent than the Milwaukee Bucks.
Paul Pierce says it's over. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Agree.
Totally agree.
You guys are unbelievable.
Maz, it's over.
It's not over.
It's over.
It's not over.
It's a bad matchup. You heard Pierce. It's a good analogy. Styles make the fight. Okay. And I mean, I think Milwaukee's flawed against any smart, deep opponent. Just by the nature of what they are. But stylistically, Celtics are too smart, too deep.
Yeah, they've had more talent than teams all year. I'm telling you, I'm not making any judgment on the Celtics until they encounter some adversity.
You don't consider yesterday adversity? They were actually trailing in the second quarter.
By 3 points? Yeah. One possession?
Yeah, they gave up a 15-0 run or something.
That was a ridiculous run.
It was one run in the second quarter, and again, they never get down by more than one possession. So they were always one possession away from tying the score. And again, how long did it last? So look, you know, again, the 15-0 run, during it, I was screaming, going, can somebody just, like, go to the basket or, you know, drive to the hoop, do something? And ultimately, that's how the thing ended. Hayward got fouled. But even so, I'm telling you, wait till someone screws up, and then we'll see the finger pointing on the Celtics again.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen in this series.
Okay, then and only then will we know. Then and now, look, they played great yesterday. But Milwaukee's also going to get the ball in Middleton's hands more. He didn't take enough shots.
Is it a good matchup for the Celtics?
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they put up that brick wall in the paint on Giannis, like I think they're going to continue to do, when your best players, if you're Milwaukee, are Middleton, Hill, and Mirotic, guess what? Your team stinks. You don't have enough role players.
I'm not a Hill fan. Middleton can score. They got to get him the ball more.
Don't forget the little white guy who kept hitting the bottom corner of the backboard. Don't forget that guy, Gunnar Ernie Grunfeld, I think.
Connaughton.
Pat
right?
Connaughton, local boy who I still thought was on the Trailblazers, for God's sakes.
We said that look, the Celtics have always been better than everybody else in the East. They've always had the most talent. They've just hated each other and been a train wreck, and that's what's gotten in the way. So if they're going to put all that crap to the side, which it feels like they have for the time being, because they're certainly playing the right way on the floor from Kyrie on down. It's obvious that a couple weeks ago, Kyrie said, okay, I'm going to stop being such a flaming a-hole. Okay? I'm just going to be a generic a-hole. I'm not going to be a flaming jackwagon. I'm just going to be a generic jackwagon. So Kyrie has stuffed it. Everyone else is sort of it's just obvious how they're playing on the floor. So they put that crap to the side. Now that they put the crap to the side, aren't they clearly the better team?
Yeah, again, they put the crap to the side against who? Four games against Indiana, which don't count.
Milwaukee was the best team in the league during the year.
Yeah, Milwaukee's the best team in the league. And again, they never really got behind where someone was making stupid plays. It didn't happen yesterday.
Scal said this on the NBC postgame show yesterday. It was exactly what we did last week. I think we actually did it. If we draft the series, it's a bloodbath in terms of the Celtics. Go.
Let me, like, after watching game one, everyone's like, most people nationally pick the Bucks to win. Mm-hmm. Bucks. They have Giannis, whatever. When you watch this game, like, who else is good on their team that you would want to have? Mm-hmm. Like, Middleton's a good player.
Good player.
But who else? Like, I think if you were drafting, it would be Giannis, Kyrie, and then, you know, like, Al. Right. Middleton will fall in there. Bunch of Celtics.
Right.
And then it would be some Bucks at the end. Yeah, like 10, 11, right?
I hate to tell you, but the Celtics have three All-Stars. Let's start there, and the Bucks do not even come close.
Okay, so that's not entirely true because the Bucks had two All-Stars, but I think their general point, Middleton was an All-Star, right? I think the general point is, if you're drafting the series, and I'm not even sure it's Giannis then Kyrie. I kept asking you this last week. Is it really Giannis first and Kyrie second?
It's close.
Based on the regular season, yes.
I mean, I don't know. And when it's the playoffs and teams actually get back and commit to defending, you can defend Giannis.
I mean, if you're drafting on offense, it's Kyrie.
Okay, so, and right. So, I mean, I don't think it's automatically Giannis first and Kyrie second. And I said that before yesterday's game.
Well, now, based on yesterday's game, I mean, he played like a meek, scared boy.
Okay, so it's like 1-2 there. Then Middleton is going to be somewhere in the Tatum, Hayward, Horford
Brown
thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Patriots. Celtics have 5 of the top 7.
8 of the top 10. 8 of the top 10. They have 8 of the top 10 players in the series, and they may have the number 1 player in the series. We could debate that. It's close. And I think in terms of playoffs and right now, I think it is Kyrie over Giannis. I told you, just get back on Giannis. Get back. And if you get back and play smart defensively, his game isn't there yet.
So I'm just telling you, this has got nothing to do. I'm not disagreeing with you on the talent. The Celtics have had the talent all year. I still question whether they can withstand real adversity, where they're down 8 or 10 and all of a sudden somebody made a stupid play or didn't switch on D, and then Kyrie's yelling at him and the same crap comes up. That's to me when it'll come up. And so, like, yesterday, listen, my eyes opened too, more about how they played defense than anything else, because they committed to it. And if they do that, they should go to the finals. I just don't believe that they will necessarily do it if they're down 8 or 10, because they got some quit in them too.
Even still, early in that game, it was one bad turnover after another, and there was a lot of bad turnovers against the Pacers in that series. They couldn't hit a 3 to save their lives, and they were still up. They dealt with adversity in that game.
No,
yesterday.
They didn't. Indiana sucks. They knew they could half-ass it and beat Indiana.
Well,
it was a fake series.
Okay,
Texted me last night, said they're 5-0 in the playoffs, 3-0 on the road.
Go ahead, Murray, do it. What are you
and
doing?
I said, nope, 1-0, 1-0. That's it.
What are you doing, Murray?
I don't have any flags, so I have white napkins here. Consider these my white flags. I'm waving the white flags.
You are such a pushover.
Maz, this series is over.
No, it isn't.
It won't go beyond 5 games.
You are such a pushover.
Nope.
You are your pushover.
My eyes work.
Jimmy Stewart, you had the Bucks in 5 to begin the series now?
Celtics in 5.
You guys are unbelievable. They're going to lose the next game.
They might not.
They're going to lose the next game.
They might not.
They're going to lose the next game because the league is going to make sure they lose the next game.
Oh, well, no. I mean, yes, you're going to have to face a lot of free throws, but there's no guarantee the Bucks make them. I don't know if you noticed, they're not that good of a free throw shooting team either.
The Freak's going to go to the line 20 times the next game.
Yeah, and he'll make like 9 of them.
20. He's going to go to the line 20 times. Horford's going to be in foul trouble. And without Hayward on the floor, the Celtics can't run their offense unless Horford's on the bench. Mark my words, Horford's going to be in foul trouble, and Milwaukee's going to win the next game.
What was the other thing, too, that the Bucks were going to have to rely heavily on Eric Bledsoe, and Bledsoe has
things
that's
to when prove I knew because, it was over. That's well, when I knew it was over last week, when suddenly Eric Bledsoe's a wild card. Oh, that's great. That's going to work.
And he's
so maybe,
a bum.
Yeah, and maybe he would have checked himself mentally, and he was going to be prepared for this series. He was invisible yesterday.
Loser.
The moment's too big for him. He stinks.
He's a bum.
A loser.
We can agree on Bledsoe. He's a bum.
So what a loser.
When they're relying on a guy like that, they're going to keep bottling up Giannis. They have no shot. They have no shot in this series. Paul Pierce is right. It's over.
Nope, it's not over.
Mass, it's over.
It's not over. It's going to be 1-1 coming back to Boston.
Wayne and Yarmouth, your thoughts?
Celtics went 3 in a row.
Celtics in 6. And, we've had a lot of questions, a lot of us, about Stephen's ability to coach these divas and prima donnas, but you got to give some credit, I think, to his plan in game one. Don't you think it was outstanding?
Oh, yeah. His X's and O's have never been in question.
And I think, that's what this is going to come down to. I think this series comes down to that, and we have an advantage with Stevens over that Budenholzer.
Wrong.
I don't agree with that. I don't think there's anything that Budenholzer can do with the fact that Giannis doesn't have an outside game yet. That's not... Giannis is 23, just grew another 4 inches like a couple years ago. He's just learning the game. He's not there yet. Giannis is overrated. Okay, that's not his fault. He's going to win the MVP, and it's a lot to do with the nature of regular season basketball and the things you're allowed to do versus the playoffs. And like, I'm not ripping the guy. He should be the best player in the league eventually, or be very close to it. He's not that now. He's not even close. But his numbers are so stupid that he's going to win the MVP, but he's not there yet. That's not Budenholzer's fault.
No, he's got, again, I told you, Budenholzer is what Stevens was before he got Kyrie.
And let me tell you this, if Kyrie didn't agree to put a sock in it a couple weeks ago, the Celtics would be in the same place. This all began with Kyrie Irving's attitude adjustment and just agreeing to be a normal human being here for a couple of weeks or months when the playoffs started. That's what this is about. If he starts being an a-hole again, Stevens will be just as powerless now as he was in December.
I have a developing theory on Kyrie's attitude, but I'm saving it till tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh.
Are we going to workshop this a little bit?
Maybe.
No, this is good. We have all week. Spread it out. When in doubt, spread it out.
Exactly right. I'm just teasing the rest of the week.
I love it. Developing opinion making on Kyrie Irving coming up tomorrow on Felger and Maz. Matt in Framingham, quickly.
Hey, Maz, I'm totally with you. The rest of these guys, I think
idiots,
they've been
idiots,
into a passer nap because of the moment. And game one, if you just took game one, then that means Al Horford's our best player. That's not true, but he played the best game defensively. People forget about defense. That's the reason we won the game. I mean, double-double, you guys know that. No turnovers. He was great. Now, I want to talk about Felger. Listen, I'd be careful about taking Kyrie on his word. He changes like the weather. I don't even know if he thinks that the weather exists. He doesn't even know if the earth is flat or not. So round. So I'd be careful about taking his word.
Matt, I agree with this. I'm going to cut you off before you get going too much. If Kyrie turns, they're done.
I'm just telling you, it ain't going to take much for him to turn.
Okay. And if it happens, we'll be the first to see it, and I'll pound the crap out of it, and I'll blame him and all of that. But as long as he's just going to be a normal human,
just a decent coworker,
professional, they have the most talent in the East easily, and they should win this series at least. Toronto in Toronto, I haven't picked that one yet. I told you that Toronto's going to be a tougher out than Milwaukee. But as long as Kyrie's got his head on straight, they're going to beat this Bucks team. It's not going to be that big of a problem.
I mean, some of those shots he made in the first quarter yesterday, oh, man, he's fun to watch.
Buttery.
Oh, he is. He's fun to watch. This is like, I think the whole Kyrie thing right now is working. And it's working from the standpoint of when they need a hoop, he gets them one. Otherwise, just play the team game and go to the mismatch.
Right. He had rebounds yesterday. He had assists yesterday.
He was dynamite.
He did everything.
Yeah, he was dynamite.
And it wasn't like these 47 point, like this, what it was yesterday was more important than that other thing.
Absolutely. They're at their best when he is like the third or fourth most important player on the floor. And yesterday, that's what he was.
Rank them. Rank the most important players on the floor for the Celtics. Yesterday.
Horford, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, Kyrie.
Brown was second?
Yep.
Yeah, I would put Brown second. Then I'd go Kyrie. Then
he was dynamite, I thought. He starts making threes, and he's in the, you know, and I am now buying into the theory that if Brown plays defense and he wants to commit to playing defense, they're better with him on the floor than Marcus Smart. Because at the offensive end, there's no comparison. And so when you have all those guys out there together, and then obviously the fifth would be Tatum. Boy, they're a tough team to defend if they're playing right.
Reentry Monday. Bruins in their series, NFL draft, and the C's. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Kyrie turns, fades.
Go.
Got it.
Man, you might want to give the timeout. Budenholzer.
So the second and third quarter, I really don't worry about shots. I can get my shot anytime I want. I think everybody in the building knows that. But aside from that, the evolution of my game has come from just being able to pace the game very well and manage it and then establish these guys throughout the game because they're special as well. So I'm even more special when they're making shots and they're doing what they do. So I try to just go out there and just ease into it.
Ivory right-hand dribble behind the Morris screen. Push past Horford. Quick three. Got it. Now Horford says, you're going to give me 30 shots, I'm going to take 30 shots. Lead for Hayward, left corner, three is good.
Man, that's coming right back at you. That's stomping. Stomping with the big dogs.
He was, I think, the outlet that we all know and love, knocking down shots, being able to space the floor, also taking advantage of smaller guys in the post and around the rim, and then defensively he was all over the place. Really did a good job on Giannis.
Kyrie Irving against Chris Middleton. Horford comes out to set the screen. Kyrie steps to his left. Floats it back. Horford has been pick and pop all day, and he drills another three.
Man, that's nasty. Crowd sits back down.
Gordon Hayward finds the cutter. Jaylen Brown, two-hand slam, and he flushes it right into the face of Giannis.
Giannis was there, but not on time, huh?
We came in very focused, locked in on the things that we wanted to do as a group. You know, we knew that we were going to have to play a very solid game, and I felt like our focus level was good from the beginning. You know, we just continued to stick together throughout the game.
Said all year, you can't overstate Al Horford's importance to our team. It's just obviously the numbers back that up, but like just his ability to stretch the floor against size and post smalls, and then also on the other end, be very versatile defensively.
I mean, the game was, the key to the game was the defense on Giannis.
No question.
And how it just sort of, it sort of begins and ends with that, with the Bucks. It was, pull up Scal, if you will. Scal again from the NBC Sports Boston postgame show. So again, right when they go to halftime or right after the game, flip on over to NBC Sports Boston for the local coverage. And Scal had an interesting point about, well, you know, when you go into these Bucks games, because a lot of time you say, Giannis is going to get his, you just make sure that no one else beats you. Where the Celtics had just sort of the opposite approach.
Yeah, he made three threes and only seven field goals. Like, that's amazing.
Right.
7 for 21. I mean, you're stopping this guy point blank at the rim. The best rim score we've seen since Shaquille O'Neal, and the Celtics dominated that area of the game.
But look, I mean, look at all the people that were in there on that play. They're ready to take it away from them.
They talk about you want to stop the superstar and let other people beat you, or you stop the other people, let the superstar beat you. Clearly, the Celtics are going with, we need to stop Giannis and Middleton, and the rest of these guys, these unproven guys, will have to be the ones that beat us.
So true.
That's exactly what they did.
And Tommy went on to say, you could tell that the Bucks, once Giannis got stopped, they stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
it broke them mentally.
He's the heartbeat of that team, because they're just more of a one-man team. So when you take away the one man, they lost their whole, I want to say swagger. It's such a cliche. But did you notice in the third quarter, the Bucks kind of quit?
Yes.
I mean, how many times did you, and it was maybe only a handful, but it definitely happened, where they didn't even try and close out. Horford would have the ball at the elbow, and Giannis would just let him go, let him shoot. And sometimes they missed, you know, but there were at least a handful of times where the Celtics shooter would just have the ball in the perimeter, and the Bucks just said, go ahead, take it. And they didn't even try and close out. They quit.
Oh, yeah. No. By then, they'd been abused. And they it was just like, now what do we do? You know, because they didn't know what to do. And so they did. They bodied up Giannis. I just think that, look, he's going to get more calls in the next game. It wouldn't surprise me if they put Horford in foul trouble. I'm so cynical when it comes to that freaking league. I'm sorry. I give the Celtics a lot of credit, too. The defense was obvious, right? But what they did at the other end, like, Milwaukee's the best two-point defensive team in the league. Best in the league. Celtics shot 61% on twos. They shot 66% in the paint. Like, they were able to completely fluster them by pulling Horford out, clearing the space in the lane. They went in there early. Oh, man, they were good.
And outside of Kyrie, no one was shooting out of their ass. They were all open shots. They were all good shots. Kyrie's were tougher, but he can make them. It's just, Maz, it's kind of a mismatch.
Yeah, no, it was yesterday.
It's kind of...
If they continue to bottle up Giannis, I think that they're
What, and you can. What,
yeah,
you and can bottle them up. Get and back.
And what yesterday showed is the mental fragility of that team. And I've seen this with Mike Budenholzer before. So now the challenge for him is to go into that locker room and manage the attitudes and bring everybody back. And I don't think he can do it. He can never do it with talented Hawks teams. Maz, it's over.
No, it isn't over.
It's over.
Remember, what did the Celtics shoot overall for the game? 54%? Well, it's hard to run when the other team's shooting 54%. So once they start missing a little...
No, the shooting percentages will even out. And the Bucks aren't going to shoot 34% or whatever they shot. Bucks will shoot better. But the Celts won't shoot as well.
Milwaukee's winning game two. Get ready for it now. It's coming back here 1-1.
Probably. I know where these NBA series go. I also know that the Celtics are a deeper, smarter team.
I just saw a tweet here. Giannis Antetokounmpo speaking 10 minutes ago in his mindset going into game two. I can't promise you we're going to win, but I can promise you we're going to play hard. They're done. As it's over. Over.
It's not over.
Derek in Foxborough, your thoughts on the Celts?
Yeah, I felt good about the series going into it because, remember, they took LeBron to 7 games last year. And as good as Giannis is, he's not on LeBron's level yet. He doesn't dominate the game in the same way LeBron does. So I agree with you. I think he is a little bit overrated. And, you know, particularly when it gets into the playoffs, when you have to be able to shoot, you know, guys like Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Harden, I think they're all better than Giannis.
Sure, his game's not complete. And never mind, shoot free throws. If you're going to pound it in there, great. You can go to the line, great. You shoot 72%, that kind of defeats the purpose. I mean, it's fine.
Yesterday he was 5 for 10.
And yesterday he's 50%. That defeats the whole purpose. Go ahead, foul him. Well, that's easy. It's easy to defend then. Mark and Medford on the Bees.
Hey, Mike, I got a couple of quick points on the Bruins and then one NHL-related question. First thing, the Bruins need to clear up the unforced turnovers. It's ridiculous. They have no help in front of Tuukka Rask on defense. They got to get the guys out from in front of the net. And the power play in game two was awful. But my question on the NHL is, What's this agreement that the Islanders made with the NHL? That they get to move arenas in the middle of the freaking playoffs? That's bull crap.
I think they have to play in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably hurting them now, too, right?
Round one was the only round that they were going to get some games at the Nassau Coliseum.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just don't care about that. The turnovers of the Bruins, it's silly.
Killing them.
Killing them.
I mean, and they're not just turnovers. They're horrible turnovers.
Oh, my God.
That, again, I'm sorry. You can't say this enough. That pass by Coyle, that's as bad as you will ever see. And he's been good. I like Coyle. I like all of it. But that pass, wow, was that dog crap.
And their coverage on the PK in that game killed him. You just gonna let Panarin fire away from the left faceoff circle? And just keep letting him do that. And then in double overtime, you're going to first let him fire away from the left faceoff circle, and then just leave the guy at the top of the crease. Don't even touch him with Carlo and Chara back there.
Do you give Tuukka any blame?
No.
Me neither. No, I just wanted to get it out there because talked a lot about Tuukka. Tuukka was good again.
He's been good. He's been good for over a week. He's giving you winning playoff hockey. He's the lead. I haven't mentioned him once today, nor should you. I think he got one thing I will just say because whatever. I think on the Foligno save that he got all this credit for.
Lucky.
Oh, my God.
Lucky.
He slipped out of his whole crease. He gave him the entire net, and Foligno threw it right into his mitt. The only thing covering the net was his little mitt, and Foligno put it right in there. That was lucky. That Foligno, oh, my God. If I'm Tortorella, I take him out back and whack him across the face with a stick. Like, what are you doing? How do you not finish that?
Or a moist sausage,
either one. Go back and watch that. One of Tuukka's legs is hanging on the outside of the post.
Oh, yeah, no, he's way out of the net.
He fell out of the whole net.
Of course, if Tim Thomas made it, we'd be singing his praises.
No,
but nonetheless.
I'd call it for what it is.
Oh, God. Boy, did he get lucky on that play.
That was a lucky save, but the rest of Tuukka's been great.
Yeah, I got no issue with Tuukka. Again,
it's not his fault he's not Bobrovsky, who's something special.
How'd you like Panarin's second goal, the shot?
Rifle.
My God, if it didn't hit the top of the net, it was in the balcony.
Oh, that one was a snipe.
Holy crap, what a shot.
Yeah.
On the Coyle turnover?
Yes.
Wow. Boy, can that guy shoot the puck. Wow, the bread man. I love him. Oh, my God, what a shot. That thing was in the balcony, 300 level.
Okay, real quick, Matt in Dedham on the Patriots draft. Your thoughts on the running back taken in the third round?
Well, I know y'all hate running backs, but let me tell you something. Why y'all just got the best value in the entire draft. Bo Scarborough, 6'4", 250. When he was healthy, he could not start over Damian Harris. Alvin Kamara left Alabama to go play at Tennessee because he could not start over Damian Harris. Josh Jacobs spent his entire career at Alabama and couldn't start over Damian Harris. Congratulations. Rex Waterhead is out.
Roll Tide.
Okay. Keith Jackson on line one there, Matt.
Yeah, when did Hog Hannah move to Boston?
Thank you for the call. See, I'm not losing my mind over the running back in the third round because that's when you're supposed to take them.
Even that's too high, though. They didn't need one.
That's when you're supposed to take them.
Bo Scarborough, 6'4", 230 pounds, could not start over Damian Harris at Alabama.
What overall pick was he? What number?
87.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, I prefer him 100 and lower, but either way, you want to take a running back and you like the guy? 87 is fine. 27 is when I have a problem with it, or 17, or if you're really dumb, 7.
At Alabama.
But if you want to draft a running back at 87, go nuts. Draft the running back at 87. But does that tell you they're not totally sold at the running back they took at 32 last year? Is that what that tells you? Maz is workshopping that take right now.
I'm working on that one. We might have that one for you later in the week, fully assembled.
Yeah, when it comes to short yardage, yeah, I think you can make a case.
That's something, man. If you're going to draft a running back at 32, you'd like to think you could give it to him on the one-yard line.
Alvin Kamara transferred to Tennessee because he did not want to play behind Damian Harris.
Okay, it's a re-entry Monday. Everything on the board. We haven't hit on the Sox. Why don't we do that next? Nice baseball team you got there, Maz.
Yeah, I know. I love them.
Right after Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now, it's not where basketball-wise everybody hope he is, but it, you know, he gave us seven, you know, and after that second inning, he start pitching, using everything. He found the command of the off-speed pitches, like I've been saying all along. I think that's a key for him, and was able to navigate through that lineup.
All right, here comes the Red Sox minute. Mass, why'd you choose to play that cut from Alex Cora?
Okay, so I just where he's talking about there is, again, the velocity for Sale yesterday, 91-92, but he found his command late. And Sale gave up a home run in the first inning, two-run homer to Robertson. I don't remember his first name. Okay? And everyone wants to say, well, the pitcher's supposed to be inside. It caught too much of the plate. If it's 96, does it matter? Instead of 92?
Sometimes.
Okay? So I just wonder, can that guy get around on 96 if it's 96 instead of 92? Everyone just assumes that Chris Sale's going to be able to all of a sudden pitch at 92 because he lives on the corners. I don't think he's that kind of guy. So, you know, I listen to Cora and I say, I don't know, and I hear the tone in Cora, and I say, he doesn't sound great. He doesn't sound great. He doesn't sound like he believes in it anymore. Hmm. And I'm talking about Sale throwing at 92. Like all of a sudden that, you know, and I just wonder where they are mentally. And I wonder where Cora is mentally, because the fact is they haven't won a game that Chris Sale has pitched now. Okay. And to me, this is a major issue.
How about the catching situation?
So this is another one yesterday. This one cracked me up, is that all of a sudden yesterday, Sandy Leon, who catches Chris Sale religiously, is on the bench. And Christian Vasquez is behind the plate.
And Sam Leone's the guy they had to DFA Blake Swihart for.
Yes. And Cora is asked about it after the game, and he says, well, we needed the offense. Well, so wait a minute. I mean, I thought the whole point was you wanted Sandy Leone behind the plate for the game calling. Now all of a sudden his offense sucks, and so you got to start someone else? So, like, which one is it? They're all over the map. This is them. They're changing course every week, every 5 days, because they're lost. They can't figure this thing out. So early in the year, it's Blake Swihart's fault. We don't have a guy back there to call the game. Okay, fine. So they bring up Sandy Leon. They get rid of Swihart. Now here they are, you know, 10 days later or 2 weeks later, however long Leon has been here. And what happens? J.D. Martinez is up. Well, we can't have Sandy in there. We don't have enough offense in there now. So we got to get Sandy in. We got to put Christian Vasquez in, because we need the offense, as if Christian Vasquez is Johnny Bench. So look, they're a mess. They haven't won a series at home all year. They just dropped two to the Rays.
Six games under 500, 11-17, 7.5 games behind the Rays. And, oh, this happened out of nowhere. I don't know how they did it, but the Yankees have won 9 of 10. They're six games over 500. The Yankees are a game and a half out with 80% of their roster on the DL.
17-11, the Yankees.
So they're six games ahead of you, and they don't even have a third of their team, for crying out loud. So at what point, man? I know, last time we checked in, I keep asking, at what point do you say, you know, it's too much?
We're getting close.
Thank you.
We're getting close. I told you, middle of May. But that's now 2.5 weeks away. I mean, we're talking 17 days from there, counting tonight. Like, that's 17, your middle of May is 17 days. You get 17 days to get your acting gear. I mean, otherwise you look at it and say, well, now what? I mean, really, like, and again, they still suck at everything. The starting pitching has gotten a little bit better, so I take that back. You know, Sale ultimately yesterday was able to go seven innings, and it was four runs, but two earned because why? Devers didn't turn a double play ball in the second inning, and then Jackie Bradley, Willie Mays Jr., didn't make a play that allegedly he is great at making. So, like, I love these people who always talk to me about Jackie Bradley's defense, but when he Fs up, nobody says anything. So again, if you're going to hit a buck 50, you got to catch that ball yesterday that he didn't catch. Ends up being a triple. Now the game's 4-0 instead of 2-0. And they're not hitting. Chavis, double play ball. Did you see that one late in the game yesterday?
Not.
Holy crap. Wow. I mean, he threw the thing like it was about to explode. Again, live grenade. Overthrew Mitch Moreland at first base by 10 feet, maybe 10 feet. Talk about dog crap. That was horrendous. And so, great. He hit one into the seats. He got a run there. He also gave one away. That, to me, is a plus minus of zero. So they don't quite suck at everything, but they suck at most things now. And Cora yesterday made the comment of, like, you know, I think we're close to coming out of it. Really? Because I don't see it. Every time I think you're getting close, you go back. So they're a mess.
7.5 games up, and it's about to flip to May. So add that to the list of items today. Your Red Sox draft, Celtics, Bruins, all of it. We'll get back here with Brent in Shrewsbury. Has something for me. Go ahead, Brent.
Hey, so Felger, I love how the entire year I felt like you were even more critical than Maz was on Kyrie Irving's media drama. But then you'll still come around and say you might still draft him over Giannis for a playoff series. And honestly, I agree with that, because if you're down 100 to 103 with 8 seconds left, you want Giannis or Kyrie? Oh, Giannis needs to get an and one. Kyrie can shoot it.
Not even close. I just called as I see it. I think Kyrie is an insufferable a-hole, but he can play. I mean, that's it. I mean, I think
he's crazy, but a lot of elite athletes are. They're like weird guys. Like, I guess if the court is flat, the world is flat, right?
It's not just crazy. I'll take crazy. I think he spent a lot of the year undermining his teammates, undermining his coach, and sort of taking a leak on what would have been a really good year. And I think he deserved all the criticism he got from me and anywhere else. 100% deserved. Now, if he turns into a normal human being and just a generic professional NBA superstar, and you go to the NBA Finals, it all washes away. It all washes away. But that doesn't make it right, or it doesn't mean like it didn't happen. It just means that Kyrie was right all along, that the only thing that matters is the playoffs when the talent comes to the fore. And if they can bury all their crap when it matters most, then good for them. They were right, and they were right. They were right. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen or he didn't do those things. He undermined his team for a large part of this year.
He was selfish.
Plain and simple.
I mean, really, he was selfish. He made the whole thing about him. And, like, nobody else had a say in it.
And he still kind of does. Like, that comment that Jimmy played in his montage. Did you hear that thing?
Yes.
I mean, he's just painful to listen to.
Yeah, it's all 100% about him. He's completely self-absorbed and selfish.
He's LeBron. Everything that you ragged on LeBron for over the years, you have in this guy. It's the exact same crap.
Everything that he
about
supposed,
4 inches shorter.
That he said he supposedly didn't like about LeBron.
Right.
Is what he has become.
Yes.
Never mind the fans.
Yeah,
but him.
But again, when LeBron got to this time of the year, he plowed through the East and went to the finals. And so you forgave LeBron all of his bullcrap. And if this guy's the same guy, then he's the same guy. But that doesn't mean the bullcrap didn't exist.
No, you got to win, though. You got to win. Otherwise, the bullcrap's not worth it.
We continue with your thoughts in our long commercial-free segment. Next, the Patriots drafted a quarterback this weekend. Folks, how do you feel about it?
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
And with the 133rd pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, our six-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots select
Jarrett Stidham, quarterback, Auburn.
But season ticket holders announcing Patriots fourth round selection. What's the name again, Murray?
Jarrett Stidham out of Auburn. Boo. 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 Bunch of yahoos.
So as I said before, that this pick is interesting because everyone hates it. If you're like Murray, hashtag F the future. You say, what the hell are they doing spending a fourth-round pick on a quarterback? If you're like me, draft a quarterback, there's nothing more important than finding Brady's successor. You're saying, what the hell are they doing waiting to the fourth round to draft a quarterback? No one's happy except
the season ticket holders.
And upset of the week, Maz.
Yep. Time to revisit last week's hottest takes, brought to you by Road Nigel Plumbing, Heating, AC, and Electric, serving Metro West for 90 years, and proud sponsors of the Patriots. How do you like that? Yeah, I am. I don't mind it. I told you, I wanted them to take a quarterback in the middle rounds. And I said second or third, so I preferred that it was a little bit higher. But overall, to me, the draft ends after the fourth. You got to take one in there. And so I don't mind it. This is, to me, what they should be doing. Now, I mean, as opposed to what? Eddie Etling last year in the seventh round? For crying out loud, I'll take it. And you know what? I think this kid's got a half-decent chance. Why? I don't know.
Tell me about him.
He had a really good game against Alabama 2 years ago when they beat Alabama. And I think he was like 21 for 28. It looks like he's reasonably accurate, and there were a lot of plays where the ball was supposed to come out quick and did. Now, his release isn't as fast as Garoppolo's, but it looks to me like he has a clue.
Yeah, you know who else once had a phenomenal game against Alabama? Johnny Manziel.
And I'm sure Tim Tebow must have had one or two.
Please. It matters precious little. They wasted a fourth-round pick on a guy that's never going to see the field. He's a developmental prospect. That's all he is.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the developmental prospect. You should like him, too. 6'3", 215.
I just hate fourth-round. What's their plan?
Throw crap against the wall and hope it sticks.
I still don't even feel like this is it.
They're looking for... This kid, I think, is more of a game manager, and I think they're looking for a game manager.
What's his ceiling? Is his ceiling is that of an NFL starter even? Or is he just a solid backup? What is he?
I don't know. Let's find out.
I don't think they have a plan. Or, at least I don't know what it is. You figure they have a plan, but sometimes they don't, folks. I mean, you always assume that there's some master plan. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes just crap falls into their lap, or it doesn't, and everyone else sucks. I mean, did they have a master plan at the tight end position this year?
No. Nope.
Or did they let the thing drag on way too long and they left, Gronk left him with their Schmenzer in their hand is what Gronk did. They did not have a good enough plan there at tight end. They still don't have any. So they had no plan. They're kind of flying by the seat of their pants there. And
you mean Austin Seferian Jenkins wasn't the plan?
I just don't do that at quarterback. Don't screw. Don't fall into this thing where you will just wait for everyone else to screw it up at quarterback. It's just too important. And I just think they're sort of playing with fire. They're playing with fire. So now you have to wait a whole nother year to get your quarterback? And now Brady's going to be 43? 43. And you're now trying to thread the needle? Draft the quarterback the exact year Brady's done? And give him no run-up? No time in the system? No time with Belichick? Who knows if Belichick's even going to be here? Like, all those things.
I'm surprised you're that bothered about the fourth round thing. Because Dak Prescott went in the fourth round.
Okay. I mean, look, if he turns into a player, then problem solved. And if he's the guy, then he's the guy.
I don't know. I don't mind this kid. I mean, and again, I just went by a little video I watched and some of the numbers. He completed 64% of his passes in college. He only threw 13 picks in 3 years.
How much did they pass there?
I mean, but the last 2 years, he's thrown 370 passes. Okay, so he's throwing,
Yeah, that's a lot.
He's throwing 25 a game, 25, 30 a game.
Fair enough.
Like, I look at, and I think they're high percentage throws, but you know what? That's what they're going to be here.
I don't know. It doesn't feel to me like they have a real plan there, that they haven't really attacked it yet.
Well, careful with Patriots fans. They think that Jimmy Garoppolo grows on trees. You know?
I mean, they did.
They had the guy.
So but Belichick did it before. I mean, Garoppolo felt more, especially when you saw Garoppolo play. It's like, oh, quick release, smart. You know, you just sort of, how Belichick felt about the guy. My God. The tent to pantalone that Belichick had from the kid from day one. It was sort of obvious. Like, that was who they targeted. That's their guy. Is what's his name again? It's going to take
Jarrett Stidham.
Is this going to be the kid that I don't know. Don't tell me to Benny Etling. Is that? It's not. So I don't know. I just want them to have a plan there. I want
Jarrett Stidham, quarterback, Auburn.
I want a plan, and I want to see it now. And I'm not kicking Brady out the door. I want the guy to understudy for a couple of years. I love that model. You know how I feel about that. Aaron Rodgers, Steve Young, etc. Garoppolo. I think I that's my preferred method of transitioning a quarterback. Not drafting the guy the year your guy, you know, your 43-year-old guy breaks his leg and then having to waste a half a season or a year getting him up to speed or 2 years getting him up to speed or 5 years because you drafted the wrong guy, 7 years because then you went 0 for 2 or 10 plus because then you went 0 for 3 and threw a bunch of money or a bunch of crap against the wall and you still don't have a guy. You start while you have the guy, and I don't feel like they've attacked it. That's all. And
well, they haven't attacked it.
And I think they're playing with fire.
You two can't wait to run the greatest quarterback of all time out of town.
No, that was like 5 years ago. That was me.
It's still there.
He won
2 years ago. No.
He won, and I'm not trying to do that. I trust me. You don't agree with me now because you think this is the way it just is. That they're always going to have the answer. They're always going to have some master plan. Like, for some reason, somehow the Patriots and the Krafts and Belichick have this master plan, and they're always going to have the answer. Ask the soccer fans here in town if the Krafts have all the answers.
Yeah, no, they had a good game last week that I heard. They didn't get a shot on goal.
I'm just saying. I mean, the Krafts and the Patriots fans love to tell you that the Krafts apply their same models to all their businesses, and that's why they're successful in all their businesses.
I'm okay. I'm thumbs up on Stidham. I want to see how it goes.
So all I'm saying is, you know, you got to assume that they're not going to miss on the next guy. You know, they nailed Brady. They looks like they got the right guy in Garoppolo. The next guy's going to miss. So you're going to have to take a couple swings at it. And if you do it after Brady's done, now you're doing it while going 4-12 and the thing's over.
No, Mike, it's easy. Don't you know? Picking quarterbacks is easy. Bill will coach them up and they'll still win Super Bowls. It's easy.
So there's the draft reset. Your thoughts on that? Is the Celtics series over with the Bucks?
Sure is.
Nope.
Paul Pierce thinks so. Maz does not. The Bruins and their issues through two games with Columbus. What else do I got? Oh, Red Sox. That too. All your calls on all of that from Murray's 90-second update, no commercial.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week, I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.